this is to be done to the young people on this trip, to all the faces I've seen and I've loved, to the unwritten poems of young joy that were not abstract as language is abstract, that did not demand description. From an animal age, the cry of the young wolf, the joy of the wolf, a cat joy sharpening its claws, not aware of sound, the joy of great waves hitting the beach in storm, and the joy of unity. I try to bring a unity to myself, to all the figures I am, relationships, the human bonds that have broken the crystal, the learning that has torn like wind in heavy leaves, shattering their substance, emotion that is not pure. I would lie as a red leaf lies, fallen on the ground. The joy of the rock that is past the joy of the shaping of the rock. Joy is born in the heart. It is born in the seed. And past joy, there is observance. The cry of the old wolf is a cry of knowledge. Yet in winter, how the old one's cries at the breaks of our pasture can pierce the heart. The old wolves coming down from their safe lairs to hunt, to kill, to ravage the herds of sheep, cows in huddle, cows, their bellies full of the young, blood on the ground when the calves come, the wolves crying to get into them. They smell the blood on the ground. The animal cries are cries of terror. The written and unwritten poems past the point of wonder are poems of love and poems of terror that are the structure of language. Hearn at Grand Anse, Lafcadio Hearn. Sleeping, sleeping with flower of language, the candle through glass burning, blown out by the dry, warm sea wind. Outside, coming in with him, a sheaf of white burst waves washing on the black sand. Opening his gate, made of bamboo, little green cane breakings wash in, cover the curled beach, shining with a near silver steel ore, all bright, heavy in the damp, settling from the long ago erupted volcano. The Lambie. He hears the great conchs blow, spiral shells of sound, glistening snails of the sea, its red earth belly crawling over sand, feeler horns. How closely the man looks at the eyes. The golden iris, he says, as one glows pulling to get its fierce scroll sea shell back into the water. The fluted edges fell dry with the animal dead. Their heaved sounds float, surge up on air echoes from the compact waves, breakers hard against the wind. The call is mellow and deep singing, goes to the heart of him who heard it on land, sounding far back over the hills. This is a personal poem. The Gate of Fire, April 1970. From Innocence, the angel stands between us, his shape of terror exchange, as we stand before one another, shut with a gate of fire. Our arrogance, the illusion that each can touch. The breath is air, the breath touches air. Words move as the angel's wings folding over the flames. The words open the fire. The hands touch near, reach to place the body to feel out for. The voice, we move in echoes. The echoing room shuts over us, tight as the tree in the garden. Then, like the tree opening, the leaves spread. We live in a green circumference. You are lovely as a flower, full of seed. You are beautiful as the rain. Your hair falls in the sunlight. Your body is full and straight as the angel, your body carrying seed. The face, I see in your face the evidence that burns. I see in your body as it moves to me. I feel the recurrent stillness, objective. Oh, how can we leave love, the changed form? She has just been with us. She departs, her long hair falling in shadows over our minds. I found after a ribbon under the couch, I found it in darkness that fell from her hair. The face of Baudelaire that looks out of the mirror, the heavy eyes, isn't once enough to live the terror of this earth. I search for the man in his work's dim record, the lighted recording, economy, distress, because honor is a rare thing with a man to live by the word. A lone bird, queer hawk, his feet caught in the wires, looks out of the distance at me, not with the sainthood of Rilke or the hard-wrought line of Hardy, the song idiot singer of Yeats in his house of reeds, a reptile awareness. From the garden of evil he looks through the distances of suffering, harsh, and those still days, finding God and not finding God, facade of the cathedral. Writing in his time, he plunged his pen with paintbrushes, the painter's, contrary to mind, a dance, macabre love offering, Moissonnier's barricade, death and piled rock, in the old long street tunnel, house fronts, reality, a realism of bodies, the stiff, exuberant morality. Delacroix, from an age involved, that we build rounds on now. They are legends, grave diggers and Romeo, the high sultan of Morocco and his bodyguard, women, Sybil and the golden bough, a transparency from Goya, the new ascent in dark shape, making with pen the hard sculpture that no body of woman or man could draw. His deliberate senses form, the old and innocent, who understood the acquired duty of pain and reason. The figures math, 8 and 4, from nursery rhymes. 8, a beautiful year. Knowledge sits a fat bird with its belly, its head, round with knowing. And 4, a time of wonder, not as many fingers as a hand, but square as a box, and inside the boxes wonder. 12, 1 and 2. A mad fox running in the wood, and 2 hind racing after. Together to make a greater count. When the heavy bird droops, his eyes, wings shut, sets a dry stick. Oh, can I start over there? Together to make a greater count. When the heavy bird droops, his eyes, wings shut, sits a dry stick on a dry limb crying. In a still room, without madness or fox or tender hind, where figures walk, their stark shadows, the dead move over the mind. This was written about my father's 84th birthday. These are a few from the 31 New American poets. The ancient people made their count by putting, when the day came, a little stone in a jar. Little stones in the jars. And as the times passed, as the hours, the days, as the count came, there was a time when all these little stones had to be put in order. Tomb. Bone to bone, the body's weight, crunched up, thrown from the sky, caged in nakedness, a jar of stone, big as the moon, since their sun's turning, white bone writing, laid out in form that sleeping children take, facing one another, bare, fallen cold through flesh, fierce rocks that once made a generative light. This is written to the girls. Tell our daughters, each is beautiful. A woman's life makes it, that awareness, through her touch. Descendants of strict age, set against vanity, not secure in loveliness. A girl is born like a little bird opening its wing. She lifts her face in a down of feathers. A rose opens its leaves with such a natural care that we give words for, petal deep in the imagination. A word becomes a bitter thing, or a word is an imagination. Tell our daughters, they are fragile as a bird, strong as the rose, deep as a word, and let them make their own growing time, big with tenderness. Again, this is a personal poem. The Will's Love. Love God, my mother said. He who shut the lion's mouth and sealed the flames to their own burning. The soul is like a little bird in his hand, a bird that lives in a wild briar tree. Love life, my father said, laying the map out. Green, red mountains, blue, yellow sea. The soul is a migrant roebird that nests on sea rocks. A hawk, a falcon, an eagle are a splatter-wing parrot that only at night sleeps in a tree. It took my childhood before I could see. Each one said the same. I am, love me. I have said in many places that I felt that in our time we should write with the full intensity of the art of our time, which of course comes from a past time. And as illustration, the blocks that make the huge pillars at a ruins place in Mexico, Tajín. You can look at the blocks, at the separate pieces, and one hand could have not made all the little figures. The inscriptions were built on that precept. La Cruz Foliada, tree cross of Palenque. At the foot of the steep steps, the dead king lay, buried in rubble, and guarded by six angels. A face of stone keeps his face, holds in raised form the life remembrance, the head a death mask of large cut mosaic jade with conch shell eye whites about the iris holes of fire whose black centers round their startled obsidian struck in that dark to watch the flesh go and the flesh also of the six slaves buried as angels. Jaguar. The death dogs open their mouths fiercely. The young king sits on the throne their joined bodies make. One leg bends, and his plain hands motion time. Yet not even dogs could keep death away, though they snarl, the king rest on his own tomb. A whole race hurled and shattered and thrown into the bush. House of Lions that Waldeck copied a century ago. Only fragments are left, a portion of throne, a hand, and one jaguar paw. As I came north, I began to speak of my country. And someone asked, what country do you come from? I said, I come from Arkansas. And then I realized I was using the Mexican term, mi tierra, my country, where my feet walk. My country is also Sevier County, and sometimes there are bad things also that come from our place. The Sevier County Runaway, an ad in the paper, 1843. Two Negro slaves, one old, an ear cut off, the other cropped. Color, deep black. He took nothing. His name, Bob. The young Negro, left on a horse. And old black man with his ears cut, walking through these bottoms, wading the Costock River up, an old black man sleeping under a big sweet gum, hurrying through the pines, breathing the air I breathe here, right here. Here, his ear holes listening. I touch the side of his cut face. I see his black face crying. The anger of his eyes is dark as the wolf's. The accusation of his eyes looks out from the dark yard of this house. An old black man, dead, lying deep in the wood, his black body on the black earth. He is covered in leaves. He does not hear the young man riding, riding. Age of fire, age of water, in remembrance of John Gould Fletcher's translation of Ailie Foore. Mr. Fletcher was also from Arkansas. The premise of the book referred to was near to the Nazi concept. It was written shortly after the First World War. It circulated widely in Europe. The thought that man reached his highest exhilaration in war, in battle, the insemination of the child, the seed that came from the sperm at such a time produced a different race, a different young, a different time. The young, he sits on my couch talking about with God, a connection to God, his embittered defense. God is behind his thought ways, without thought discernment. He is trying to convert me. Where does it come from, this ability to sit under the burning bush and not burn? As I remember another young, his mind shattered in words against the dull years, already laying their pattern like stretched cloth, as a woman stretches cloth for cutting, the light moved on both faces, throw-offs of this time that are not of this time. Our time is a strange time, born of war, born of men who fought in belief or without belief, born of exhilaration, the new step over the old ways shattering to dance their own dance, aware and unaware, the fierce movements rise before us and in heavy joy. Creatures, rare in their conceivement that we do not conceive. They are burning. They are making change. They are forming the earth. We, love is setting the bush places, the plains on fire. Bodies caught in the purity of flesh. Without God, our need, making their own steps, the unpremeditated, sudden, and intense dance over fire and water. In all the places we have gone, one painter, I have seen him everywhere. I have seen him in the South. I've seen him in the deep North. This poem, Gauguin, was written about 1969. Gauguin. From that place, time, I thought of your pictures. Women with naked breast washing on rocks deep in a river. Banks where children ran their naked genitals. Turning my head, a white shame. Boy racing a white horse over a white rock hill, a stripped palm frond. He whipped his horse over our campfire. Black skin, ocean of bathers. I hang your round of paintings. The oil magazine prints seeps through the pulpy paper. Purples shadow the blues, a startling red. One spot out of the geometry of sequence, tiles and roofs, a grass hut world. I touch the breast you touched, wild, naked boy watching with stretched eyes. An old man with a cane waits by the same road as I wait. A rattling mini-seater bus comes out of the clearing. These are, of course, are from the Knopf book, Heaved from the Earth. This poem, which is in the Poems of Cold, also in the book, was written about 1953 or 54 in the cafeterias in New York. I went to the public library, the Library of the Lands, and there looked at the paintings of Gauguin because they were similar to me in some way to what I had seen in the North. Also, the horses, the whole thought that combines somehow in the poem and reflects that men from Asia came over the land bank down into our continent. One feels it in the north. Horses of the moor galloping down the cold range places. White horses that walked in the garden under the white husk almond trees. A guitar player filled the shadows with reflection. A guitar player filled the shadows with reflections. The hand of the guitar player moves a green reflection on the wall. The sun places yellow on the hills, lamps on the wall, women in lines like flower pots, wicks of lamps against the stones, a leaf, a white horse under the black and yellow orange trees, horse manes, horses in the dust, horse feet slipping on the purple rock mud sediment of these absorbent rivers. Going north, the river one comes to just at the edge of Alaska is called Tanyana. North from Tanyana, these are the Woman Mountains. The without shame cold, the sun has circled around her breast and heated her pelvis. She sprawls, face up, stomach heaved full and loaded. The legs braced, thighs and knees holding in their long weight, belly flat. A child's game of statue whirled in light, another thrown under the pelvis, an arm from the chest is falling down. The upper arm held above into the clean spaces of air lifts a breast softly, waiting for what giant who will take her. Low trees brush up the sides of her legs, spread unprotected, the winds and the great thaws to ravish her. Caribou bite at her nipples. Wolves rove down from the thick edges of gravity, stand in the defenseless waste. Singular range shapes on the high moors of silence, chains of silver snow against the throat. The woman abandoned mountain. The frame pierced cold. Their buttocks and faces are turned sidewards as in sleep. An avalanche of women, hurled from the peaks of winter, they lift toward the long-awaited, from still valleys lovers. The turf shines like green silk over the young flesh of their shoulders. Men riding down on golden horses out of the snow. To understand the poem more, one needs also to read Mountains. I always say, in regard to Indian things as well, the men go down into the kiva. The women make the pasol. The men go to war. The poems of cold is a sequence of desolation in which only toward the last something comes in of a touch of man through what man has made. In another poem, which I will read, the bells, the spear bone, but first, mountains. The women dream of snake and lizard. They sleep with black warriors. The ridges spread like weeping dinosaurs
long bone skeletons above their green blankets, warped bones struck up white and cold and filled with skeletons of women. A woman flung her hair out weeping, the great still female form, the shoulders hunched down, moves us, covering her hard, mature breast, the mountain piled dead with war arrows, set clean with weeping, women abandoned, left to their keeping, alone, hovered over with loneliness, their backs held throne without claim. Graves among alohas and iris, graves among willows, like left old man, carving out intricate snake heads of war, washing in the rain, quiet a cemetery of great sad peaks, cemetery of dinosaur and snakes that crawl, turtle heads, the snake head where there is no snake, pyramids dripping their slaughter with forgotten blood, filtered with the dead, weeping with anger. A dream in cold. The sun-eyed fire macaw sits in a white tree at corner of the universe. North is the horizon, south lies heat. Past the horizon's rim, the warm inland bay, a bird with white wings sleeps. The rivers of melting water never wake her. She sleeps and dreams, but I am a bird whose song is cold. Carved bone, the sun rims over, and all night long of waiting, splintering with sticks like strokes of fire, burns and dazzles and shoots its high shafts into the drawn bows of violet, pointed arrows, the frozen wings. I am a bird whose dream is of heat, who sings of the cold. Down the blue curved mountain glacier, white bear fur swallows under the fish hut eaves, fish nets fragile at still windows, fish scales of shimmer ice falling from ledge to ledge, sails that plunge circling, surrounded with frozen islands of water, hawkweed and birds melting down the blue cloud mountains. They bring with them bells, the spear bone, and candles from beeswax. The men hunt for the fella from the white bird for their arrows. I would like to read a very personal poem. This is built on two volcanic mountains in Central America and Costa Rica. One is named Irazu, the other Poas. A ridge. On one side is the Atlantic, on the other the Pacific. Beyond the meadow, in either direction, a plural sea, the great oceans. Earth life, love, we live only inhabited upon the earth, within her, moved with her winds. The currents of our lives break without consequence against her, and fall away as even great waves shatter and recede into her folds. And we, love, only little rocks thrown to disappear and make ripples in moonlight. Therefore, for what is your concern? Does not time tell to your marrow as it shadows mine with hair more light for the streaks in it? Let us glory in age. What man would climb sightless that treacherous goat path again? Not I, love, up near the cool crag-enclosed meadows blown with winds from the sea and sleeping sure in that hot rain of flower growth where below us boils on the other side Irazu. Oh, what was the name of it? That hot cauldron once smoked up in mist beyond the Monte of La Cruz, Alajuela, in the high center of earth, the Volcan crest, Poas. We are in the center of the earth, Tierra Roja, the passionate heart, come by way of a net of roads. Below us, from where we have come, the sweet-tasting sea breaking. Only upon the earth to live, and not long, not for many of the days of it. The stone you gave upon our wedding day, the blue crystal shapes we held, will last longer than we. Oh, then, let us drink to the fill of it, and break our cups together in that last campfire, blown hot against the winded rocks where we have made our temporary shelter. But let us travel quick and light, and only our hearts full. The candle blows in the wind, shelter it and take it high, for the young are willful and would blow it out, not knowing that light makes light, and there is not enough light, and as the light made a hole in the sky, so the dark made by the absence of it never closes. Let us hurry, love. For forever is saints' incense, and we are not saints. The Volcan of hell waits for us. We are only a short stay here. As the last, I would read three poems for my father, who died, he died last year. My mother is now 80, and she is in the nursing home. He died in the nursing home. The earth But wait, he died in the nursing home, the Dickinson's nursing home at Dequeen. That is a very Dequeen, Arkansas, a very personal, beautiful, sweet place, surrounded by love. The earth, take care, my cruel old love, when you go down into her, her own hard seed, returned to waste, broken in tears, her waters wash through. How long will her cycle take to make that change as she lies down with covering you, covering the dead, still plant that closes over your heart? The recurring terror of the poet's face, again an inference to Baudelaire. My old father looking out of tired eyes, the pupils closed, blue-green as the sea, an ocean of sight lost in the receding eyes. Wet, watery, I look into them as one looks at damp fungus, near to vegetable life, animal life, growing from indentions of rock that has become his face. Tiny pools of rain, drops of melted blue snow, clouds of this earth have settled in. The shutters will not open anymore. The reflex, he looks into my face, hears a voice. I am all right now. The not solid bone closes between us. I absorb a strength from him to at last let down the lids. My own eyes open, and I think of the dead poet's eyes. When a man kneels to pick up a handful of dirt, to feel the ground and what will grow there. When a panther screams, crying in the night woods, dogs running through snow, running through the brush for rabbits. When a hunter passes. When old men come to look at their old man's graves, and children bend for hickory nuts, when women stand under the wild crepe trees, and lovers lie, all will move over your face, and when caribs sing in their boats on the river. I notice there is a little more time, and there's something I'd like to put on. These are from the songs from the 13th Mask, which concerns the Yaqui Passion of Easter, the Yaqui Indians in Mexico. The snake, more glorious than any earth creature, when he came down upon us, strong in his instincts as the great lion feet, walked our rock mountains, his lair, eagle claw, high the ledges, stood out with his shape, when one strangely saw his head above the clouds there. When a man and woman sat sharing the tortilla, he came watching through the brush at a clearing. His presence gave long life, fertility, a joyous time to our village. Come, let us to the city, its top in the heavens, where all men have names, and none remember the time we scattered, hunting down, running from, age of our enemy. But when we come into the city, walk with our little burrows and loads, slow as our burrows, echoes our footsteps on the stones, we will not look to the heavens, Senor. Each of us will hold our gaze still to the earth, and our donkeys also. Go from your country. How can I go from my country? It is not the sea that one can take a boat off from. It is the earth, my tierra, where my feet walk, bound by the sea and high trees above her. The sun, wherever I go, the sun walks over me. Even through the rocky pass, its light shows to me in the Sierra. And we gathered stones to bury our dead. And when we finished, we sat down among the many mounds. Our women came with fires on the hot rocks. We ate after. We have had our dreams, and there was no one to interpret them, no one to tell any of us what they meant. We have had our dreams with no magic numbers, only sleep, our heads on the stone, made them some good, some bad, of birds and of still animals eating grass. When we sat long with one another and the sweet cactus juice beside our campfires, we had no need for the meaning of dreams. We made a garden, seven little towns along a river, bound by the mountains and bound by the sea. And we brought ourselves into that place, with us also the fresh corn seed, tobacco, and the hard rosin that would keep alive our fires. We brought with our camps the black soot and ashes to make our walls with, and we brought our hill bells, our little flutes made of horn, and many seed rattlers, seashells, our dancers wore in the time of corn. We came together like valleys that stretch far, like gardens beside a river. And the young deer and the birds came down with us. My sister, who is a lively woman, took up the dried seed gourds, and the women went with her into the open place where we danced all night, to the movement of their bodies, all night to the movement of the fertile gourds. Like mourning doves, they came first among us, long robes walking before stiff mules, beads, and bells. How could we help but believe them? Garments strung with pomegranates and close tinkling rattlers, they came marked with 12 stones and 2 precious stones attached to their shoulders. We thought they were grim dancers sent from the 12th heaven of stars. Our women laughed at their skirts, weird angels of hunger, as we stood back watching, learning how grim they were. Thank you.